Tonight on the Secret Museum of the Air, the sounds of post-war America back in the country.
I'm lonesome but happy, rich but I'm broke, and the good Lord knows the reason. I'm just a cowpoke. From Cheyenne to Douglas, all the ranges I know, cause I drift with the wind, no one cares where I go. Got a dime in these old worn-out jeans, so I'll stop eating steak and I'll go back to beans. I'll pick up a 10-spot in Prescott, I know, a riding the Bronx in the big rodeo. Some evening in the springtime, a filly I'll find, and I might spend all summer with her on my mind. But I'll never be branded, never be broke. I'm a carefree range riding, drifting cowpoke. Lonesome but happy, rich but I'm broke, and the good Lord knows the reason. I'm just a cowpoke.
Good evening, one and all, and welcome to the Secret Corral tonight. That was Elton Britt, that yodeling fool, and something he recorded on an RCA Victor 78 cowpoke, and they're overdubbing his own voice. Tonight we're going to have a lot of fun playing you both kinds of music, country and western. The post-war era was just a rich an explosive time, the marriage of very old styles, duet singing, old gospel music, with jazz and so many other elements, including rock and roll, just brought us a wonderful legacy, of many of which have never been reissued and are only in the hands of collectors. But tonight, they'll be in the ears and minds of you all out there. We'll start with a very famous song written by Fred Kirby in the 1940s and here performed by the Buchanan Brothers, also on RCA. It's called Atomic Power.
This world is at a tremble with its strength and mighty power. They're sending up to heaven to get the brimstone fire. Take warning, my dear brother, be careful how you plan. You're working with the power of God's own holy hand. Atomic power, atomic power, was given by the mighty hand of God. Atomic power, atomic power, it was given by the mighty hand of God. Mm-hmm. remember two great cities in a distant foreign land. When scorched from the face of earth, the power of Japan. Be careful, my dear brother, don't take away the joy, but use it for the good of man and never to destroy. Atomic power, atomic power, was given by the mighty hand of God. Atomic power, atomic power, it was given by the mighty hand of God. Hiroshima, Nagasaki paid a big price for their sin. When scorched from the face of earth, their battle could not win. But on that day of judgment, when comes a greater power, we will not know the minute, and we'll not know the hour. Atomic power, atomic power, was given by the mighty hand of God. Atomic power, atomic power, given by the mighty hand of God.
And that was You and Carl Farr, F-A-R-R, the Farr brothers, whose career goes far back with the Sons of the Pioneers. These are the fiddle and guitar players who are behind so many hits for Victor. This is their instrumental group on their own, and a bit of a swingy fun called Texas Skipperoo. Before that, we heard the king of Western swing. His name was Spade Cooley, and made a name for himself with many great accomplishments in the field of Western swing, bringing forth a lot of great musicians. One of them, in this case, was Noel Boggs, his steel player, and we heard Boggs Boogie. Spade is noted for some other accomplishments, none of which are worth mentioning on the air. They're not very nice. He died in prison, I believe, after a performance. And we started with the Buchanan Brothers and Atomic Power. All three of these pieces are sort of remnants of a swing jazz age, and a lot of them mixing in elements that you wouldn't necessarily connect with country songs, especially, I think, a clarinet solo or the likes. But we don't want to leave any stone unturned as best we can in the short time we have. So enough prattle. We're going to the old-time segment, and many people don't realize that Well, old-time music never really went away during this great country-western era in the last days of the 78s. We'll hear an obscure duet from Louisiana on the State label. Kurt and Faye Bartmus will lead off the next set of real old-time sounding stuff, although recorded in the 1940s and 1950s. And this is called Walking the Sea.
Waves dashed in maddening height as the disciples sailed in fright over the deep,
over the deep,
rowing against contrary wind, knowing not what would be the end. Jesus came hither, dearest friend, walking the sea,
walking the sea,
walking the sea,
walking the stormy sea,
walking the sea,
walking the lonely.
Jesus at night came unto them, walking the sea,
walking the sea,
walking the sea,
walking the stormy sea,
walking the sea,
walking the lonely sea.
Jesus at night came unto them, walking the sea,
walking the sea.
Sometimes may round ye roll, while on your voyage to the goal, just as it did in days of old, on Galilee,
on Galilee.
Faithfully strive your bark to guide, knowing through storms you'll safely ride. Jesus is ever at your side, walking the sea,
walking the sea,
walking the sea,
walking the stormy sea,
walking the sea,
walking the lonely sea.
Jesus at night came unto them, walking the sea,
walking the sea,
walking the sea,
walking the stormy sea,
walking the sea,
walking the lonely sea.
Jesus at night came unto them, walking the sea,
walking the sea,
walking the sea,
walking the stormy sea.
see. Jesus at night came unto them, walking the sea,
walking the sea,
walking the sea,
walking the stormy sea,
walking the sea,
walking the lonely sea.
Jesus at night came unto them, walking the sea,
walking the sea.
Well, there's a man in my soul that keeps me free from sin. Yes, my whole life is changed and still unmoved. He tells me to keep my feet right in the road, and if I'm all my burden and heavy load.
There's an old holdout on the Rare Page label that came out of Johnstown, Pennsylvania. It's Red Belcher. Red Belcher and the Kentucky Ridge Runners, and a little piece called Dewdrops, played rather brashly on a Mastertone banjo. The Page label was noted for authentic polka and folk music. A very strange label. I believe the Leuvens might have recorded for that label. This is on their folk series. The Kentucky Ridge Runners with banjo solo by Belcher. That's an old, old tune, Snowdrops. And in fact, he calls it Dewdrops. But he plays it both in clawhammer style, the old knockdown style of playing, and a very archaic sort of two- or three-finger style thrown in there. A strange mixture of some bluegrass fiddling, and, well, that's just a harbinger of what's to come. Speaking of holdouts, before that, we heard one of the most tremendous of musical holdouts, somebody named Brother Claude Eli. He was a holiness preacher and made some of the most incredible recordings in the 1940s for King Records of this particular brand of Baptist hymns. And there was one that you might recognize by the Pilgrim Travelers. They made a hit with Talk About Jesus, and that was Brother Claude's version. And we started with the obscure Kurt and Faye Bartmus on the State label. I'm sorry, I don't know anything about them except just lovely mandolin and guitar and duet singing. Well, while on the subject of holdouts and weird mixtures of old time and bluegrass music as it is in its formative years, we go to Wilkesboro, North Carolina, the little Blue Ridge label, and a man by the name of Happy Smith is the clawhammer banjo player here, playing a nice old silver bell, as I remember, in duet with a great, great bluegrass stylist by the name of Larry Richardson, who used to live, I think, down the road from Tommy Jarrell. And Tommy used to tell the story of how this fellow Larry Richardson would come by and constantly ask him to play this song, Just Let Me Fall, until he could get the words. He would never write it down, but always, I guess, used it as an excuse to visit Mr. Jarrell and remain in his hair until he got the song right. Well, he got the song right. This is one of two recorded takes of a tremendous band, the Blue Ridge Boys, which feature the son of Pop Stoneman himself, the late, great Scotty Stoneman, taking the fiddle break. And I think this a really seminal recording, just a perfect, perfect marriage of old-time and bluegrass music. Let's listen to Larry Richardson, Happy Smith, the Blue Ridge Boys featuring Scotty Stoneman on fiddle, and Just Let Me Fall.
Thank you. And I wondered why we stopped in a tavern, and there I could see that she loved another one better than me. The band was playing an old-fashioned waltz. The dance floor was crowded, and I was at loss. Then up stepped a stranger I never had seen. He asked, "My darling, will you dance with me?" While they were dancing, and I sat alone, I knew I had lost her, the one I loved. Lost to a stranger I never had seen. The waltz they were playing had indeed my dream. I had lost her, the one I loved. Lost to a stranger I never had seen. The waltz they were playing had indeed my dream.
And that was the great, great Hyla Brown, and a real classic song, Lost to a Stranger, which I remember hearing back in the 70s, covered by Frank Necessary. And I think a necessary record to hear at this time. Before that, we heard the Stanley Brothers and a great Bill Monroe classic, A Voice from on High, from their Mercury years in the 1950s. Beautiful pressing of that old record. Sharing something in common with the previous cut, the same fiddler in the form of the recently passed Curly Ray Klein, a great, great loss on so many classic records, and such a fine performer and a wonderful person to meet. We heard 21 Years, a song credited to, of all people, Bob Miller from back in the 30s and 20s, a guy who made a lot of money publishing country songs. 21 Years, as performed by the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers. The Blue Ridge Boys were up front with Happy Smith and Larry Richardson trading banjos on Just Let Me Fall. If you're just joining us, we are in the midst of a post-war country music party here on the Secret Museum of the Air. This is Pat Conte with Citizen Kafka, just going crazy with some great, great sounds. Next up, we have a set of hot pickers, and we're going to start with a real anomaly. He's a very, very overlooked giant in music and one of the formative players in the world of rockabilly. This is him as he began his career for RCA Victor in the 1940s. The song, We Live a Long Time to Get Old, the guitarist and singer, the great Jimmy Murphy.
We live a long, long time to get old. We live a long, long time to get old. So there ain't no need to cry. Poor old grandpa's got to die. We live a long, long time to get old. Thank you. begin to get old and feeble, and you can't hardly get around, and you'll have to take two walking sticks to hobble up to town. You can hear your kin folks talking, they'll be whispering all around, poor old grandpa'd be better off if he's 6 feet under the ground. We live a long, long time to get old. We live a long, long time to get old. So there ain't no need to cry, poor old grandpa's got to die. We live a long, long time to get old. When you get old and feeble and the world has turned you down, you remember back when you were the best dressed man in town. You ain't got long to stay here, you're waiting for the day when you can throw your false teeth and walking cane away. We live a long, long time to get old. We live a long, long time to get old. So there ain't no need to cry, poor old grandpa's got to die. We live a long, long time to get old. When you went to high school, you used to jump and hop. Now each time you move around, you start to crack and pop. You talk about the good old days when you were in your prime, how you earned all that money, but you didn't save a dime. We live a long, long time to get old. We live a long, long time to get old. So there ain't no need to cry, poor old grandpa's got to die. We live a long, long time to get old. Thank you.
And two men we've heard on countless dates, over 1,000 they did together on so many hit country songs, but remained unnamed for so long. Speedy West on the steel, Jimmy Bryant, as the label says, standard guitar, and an old Capitol recording called Speedin' West. Two men who have brought insane levels of virtuosity to many recordings and their own, just a wondrous mix of jazz and hillbilly. Before that, you might remember in the previous set we heard the King of Swing. Well, this was the King of String, or King of the Strings, as he's billed on the 78, Joe Mafis, playing his Bigsby guitar and playing just about anything he could grab or get his hands on in the studio, it seems. The great classic on Columbia of Fire on the Strings, his version of Fire on the Mountain, where he just goes through electric guitar, tenor banjo, mandolin, just an amazing piece. And we started with We Live a Long, Long Time by Republic, Alabama artist Jimmy Murphy, who was incapable of recording or writing a bad song, is just one of my favorites and a remarkable man. Let's now just spend some time with some great, great old country songs. And here's a sound that has really been lost in the shuffle over the years. The early Kitty Wells, as she recorded for RCA and her old-time string band. This is Gathering Flowers for the Master's Bouquet of the young and wonderful Kitty Wells.
Death is an angel sent down from above, sent for the buds of the flowers we love. Truly it's so, for in heaven's own way each soul is a flower in the Master's bouquet.
Gathering flowers for the Master's bouquet, beautiful flowers that will never decay. Gathered by angels and carried away, forever to bloom in the Master's bouquet.
Loved ones are passing each day and each hour, passing away as a life full of flowers. But every bud and each blossom someday will bloom as a flower in the Master's bouquet.
Gathering flowers for the Master's bouquet, beautiful flowers that will never decay. Gathered by angels and carried away, forever to bloom in the Master's bouquet.
Let us be faithful till life's work is done, blooming with love till the reaper shall come. Then we'll be gathered together for a transplanted to bloom in the Master's bouquet.
Gathering flowers for the Master's bouquet, beautiful flowers that will never decay. Gathered by angels
down in the Willow Garden, where me and my love did meet. There we sat a-courting, my love dropped off to sleep. I had a bottle of burgundy wine, which my true love did not know. There I poisoned that dear little girl down on the banks below. I drew a saber through her, which was a bloody knife. I threw her in a river, which was a dreadful sight. My father often told me that money would set me free if I would murder that dear little girl whose name was Rose Conlee. Now he sits in his cabin door, wiping his tear-dimmed eyes, looking at his own dear son upon the scaffold high. My races run beneath the sun, the cell is waiting for me, for I did murder that dear little girl whose name was Rose Conlee.
A little log cabin way down in Tennessee, morning glories hanging round the door. The prettiest little gal you ever did see, she's been my lady friend a year or more. Now honey, more than once I caught your big eyes a-roaming just to give me your little brown hand. If you be my missus, we'll live on loving kisses. Honey, does you love your man? Children of long, long ago used to play together in the sand. One evening when the sun was getting very low, I took her by her little brown hand. Now, honey, more than once I caught your big eyes a-roaming just to give me your little brown hand. If you be my missus, we'll live on loving kisses. Honey, does you love your man? Now that we've grown into man and womanhood, we write love letters in the sand. I asked her to marry me and she said she would, so I took her by her little brown hand. Now honey, more than once I caught your big eyes a-roaming just to give me your little brown hand. If you be my missus, we'll live on loving kisses. Honey, does you love your man? That we're married and have a darling son, we still take strolls in the sand. It brings back memories of the days we were young, when I took her by her little brown hand. Honey, more than once I caught your big eyes a-roaming just to give me your little brown hand. If you be my missus, we'll live on loving kisses. Honey, does you love your man?
You marry an Arkansas boy, marry a fella from Tennessee. Cornbread and lace, it says fresh tea. Cornbread and lace, it says fresh tea.
traveled all over this whole wide world. Eat a lot of cooking from a lot of pretty girls, but there's none like Tennessee with cornbread and lasses, sassafras tea. Cornbread and lasses, sassafras tea. Snazzy lives on the hill. He ain't never died, and I guess he never will. The neighbors all around say he's 93. The old man's happy as he can be, eating cornbread and lasses and sassafras tea. Old Uncle Jim on his dying bed, called them all around and then he said, my last request, just let it be cornbread and lasses, sassafras tea. Cornbread and lasses, sassafras tea. Come here, girls, and listen to my noise. Don't you marry an Arkansas boy, marry a fella from Tennessee. Cornbread and lasses and sassafras tea. Cornbread and lasses and sassafras tea. Cornbread and lasses and sassafras tea.
Well, believe it or not, you just finally heard the Winston County Pea Pickers. That's the band that backed up Lonzo and Oscar for Victor. And the song Cornbread Lasses and Sassafras Tea. Before that, we heard from Smilin' Jim Ains and a song called Little Brown Hand. And Down in the Willow Garden was before that by the great Charlie Monroe and the Kentucky Partners. I know we didn't get to Bill Monroe this outing, a sin that is not easily overlooked, but we shall remedy that in shows to come. And we started with Gathering Flowers from the Master's Bouquet by Kitty Wells from just about near her first session for Victor. Four songs that go way back, borrowing deep from the rivers of traditional song. They sort of fall in between the cracks to be labeled either old time or country or bluegrass. They just have their own a life of their own.